Thank you so much for calling Customer Support. My name is Kyra. How can I help you today?
Yes, I'm calling about the mixer from Walmart for $2.95.
Okay. Did you place an order, sir?
I beg your pardon?
Did you place an order, sir?
I done it on mine.
Okay. How can I help you today, sir?
Well, I want to find out if the money was taken out of my account or not.
What's your zip code, please?
Beg your pardon?
What's your zip code, please?
15338.
What's your first and last name, please?
Randall Coger.
What's the security department, sir? Can you verify your shipping address, please?
8 Hilltop Trailer Park, Greensboro, Pennsylvania, 15338.
Okay, thank you so much for verifying information. Give me one moment, please.
Oh. Hello?
Yes, sir, I'm still here. I have reviewed the account, sir. I do see you paid $7.95, sir, for the KitchenAid mixer.
Yes?
Yes, sir. It has been processed too, sir.
It's in process?
It has been taken off your card, sir, the charge.
Okay. Why ain't the money back on my card then?
I'm sorry?
Why isn't the money back on my card then?
Why isn't the money back on your card, sir?
Yes.
Because, sir, you canceled with someone, sir?
Did you cancel with somebody, honey?
Yes.
Who did you cancel with, sir?
I don't know who the dumbass was. I couldn't hardly understand her.
Okay. Oh, I do see you called in the council. So I can issue that credit to you with $7.95, sir. It should be back on your card, sir.
It'll be back on my card?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Now.
Beg your pardon?
It isn't yet.
No, it's the reason I called. It's not on my card yet, sweetheart.
It is.
Whenever I talk. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, sir. You know what, sir? I'm sorry.
Whenever I was talking to her, she told me that they would be like 3 payments of $67.34 come out of my card. 3 payments.
Okay.
No, that's not what it was saying. It says $2.95 clearance sale on the mixers.
Okay. I'm sorry about that false information, sir, but it was $7.95, but I have voided that charge for you, sir, so it will fall off on your account, sir, and be back in your account.
All right. Let me ask you this question here, too. Whenever I applied for it, it didn't say nothing on there about having to wait 30 days to get it. It said pay the shipping fees, and within 5 to 7 days, I would have the mixer. And she's trying to tell me it cost me $7.95 for the processing fee, and then they'd be 3 payments of $67 and some change off of my card for 3 payments.
Hmm.
when it was on clearance.
That's for the membership fee, sir. Basically, if you didn't win, sir, they will try to charge you for them the charge, sir. But it has been canceled, so they're not able to charge you, sir.
Okay, I would like to have the mixer, but I ain't gonna pay. I ain't gonna pay what is it? 103 times 67 What?
Well, they charge you that monthly, sir. Not three times in 1 month. They charge you that monthly, but the KitchenAid mixer, sir, is a, it is a sweepstakes entry.
It's a sweepstakes entry?
Yes, sir. You have a 1 in 1,000 chance of winning with other contestants. That's why they asked you to put in your $7.95.
Okay. Why doesn't that say that on the orders then?
I don't know why it doesn't say that, sir. But if you just state that in terms of conditions, sir, on the website. But I do apologize about the false information, sir, the agent provided to you, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
So in other words, I can go and get a lawyer and fight Walmart for false advertisement then, right?
I wouldn't exactly know, sir. You have to consult with Walmart about that, sir.
Because that's where the mixers are at, Walmart.
You have to consult with Walmart about that, sir. I wouldn't know.
All right. Thank you.
And Concourse, have a great day.
Mm-hmm.